States, Jay. Well, I'm on my way home from rehearsal. I've just had a long 2.5-hour rehearsal. We're getting ready for competition, not this weekend, but the next weekend. And our barbershop chorus, we were having coaching tonight, so we're getting things ready to go.
Sometime you're going to have to teach me to sing. I signed up for a voice course one time, and I thought I was doing pretty good. And the teacher gave me an assignment to go home and sing. I forgot what the song was, but anyway, and record it. Well, I did, and when I listened to it, I went back the next day and said, I'm out of here. I ain't about to keep on with this thing. Sound like a dying billy goat or something.
Somewhere, Gene, and then you go from there, you know. There are very few people that have perfect voices to start with. There are some out there. I had to learn how to sing, and I sing both. In fact, I've got performances this coming weekend and the following weekend, because our choir at church is putting on a performance, a show Saturday afternoon, a fundraiser for our choir, because we need new choir robes, and we're doing a show at our church on Sunday afternoon. And then the following week, on Saturday afternoon, we'll be competing up in Charlotte for our district competition for the Barbershop Harmony Society for our North Carolina, South Carolina district competitions in Charlotte on the 21st. So that's where I'll be on for the next couple of Saturdays.
Rusty, you're really involved in that. That's good. I had thought before, in fact, I wanted to mention to you, I would like to go to one of your presentations. I don't know when and where they are or anything, but maybe you could give me an idea, and I just love to go and visit. I love singing and everything. I think my main interest is in singing. I like cowboy type, gospel singing and so forth. I don't care for country music, but in my opinion, country music and cowboy music are a little bit different. Cowboy music like Tumbling Tumbleweed, and of course that's not gospel, but anyway. I was mentioning that to my grandson one time. I said, you know what a tumbleweed is? He said, yeah, it's a rolling bale of hay in the wind. That was a pretty good observation. This W4FHJ.
W2T Mobile. Well, I'll tell you what, Gene. In June, our chorus, barbershop chorus, is going to be doing two shows. We're going to be doing one in Spartanburg on June the 6th, D-Day, and then we're going to do another one on June the 13th, which is next Saturday, over in Greenville at Center Stage. And we're going to be doing, you remember the old USO shows that they had back in the wartime, back particularly in World War II and things like that? We're going to do kind of a show like that. We're doing a lot of patriotic, it's a salute to patriotism type thing. And we'll be doing those shows. And now tickets for the Greenville show are going to be limited because our seating is limited to 280 some people for the show. But in Spartanburg, we're going to have the show. There's going to be room to seat up to 500 or 600 people if we had that many show up. So we're hoping for a couple of good shows there for two weekends. So I'll keep you a little bit more aware of things as we get closer. How about that?
Yeah, Rusty, I wish you would. I'm serious about that, really and truly. I was just thinking while you were telling that, I'm gonna get a lady friend of mine. She's not really my girlfriend, but I've helped her with ham radio and everything. She's an extra class, in fact, in Union. And sometime back, she wanted us to go to Gaither or something like, I don't know what it is, Bill Gaither, I guess it is, something like that in Spartanburg. She was real interested in that, and something happened, we didn't go. But maybe we can do the same thing with your presentation in Spartanburg. That would be good. I'd love to do that, really, truly.
Well, we're doing this presentation Saturday afternoon on the 14th. It's over here at Nazareth Presbyterian Church, 3 o'clock that afternoon. Tickets available at the door. We're going to do a lot of music. We're going to have our choir singing 4 different numbers. We're going to have the lady that directs our bell choir, which I'm a part of, she's going to be doing a solo with, doing solo ringing by herself and with an accompaniment. We've got singers. We got strings playing, and you know it's open to the public. And like I said, it's going to be Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock over here at Nazareth Presbyterian. If you want to come to that, you'll hear a lot of classical and church music all in that hour long period that afternoon. Over.
Okay, I might not make that. It's a little too soon. My grandson is coming here to live with me, and we've got a lot of arrangements to make, especially see what we can do about cutting down on the food. He eats like a horse. He was on the news some time back, but not in a good way. He had run off with three girls, in fact, and he was missing for 10 days, and the police were out looking for him, and everybody was out looking for him. Well, they finally found him, but anyway, we're trying to get him, get his head back in shape. But anyway, he was only 15. Well, in fact, the girls were 15. Well, one of them was 16 years old. And a pair of twins who was 15, and he's 15, and one of the twins was his girlfriend. But anyway, they all got caught over in Silver, North Carolina. And they were roaming around North Carolina and all up in there hitchhiking, spent some time in homeless camps, and it's a wonder they're still living, I'll tell you what. Imagine that, young girls like that. But anyway, the grandson is coming to live with me, and so I'm going to be tied up with that for probably 2 or 3 weeks trying to get settled on that. But you said something about in June. I sure want to keep in mind for that, Rusty. Go ahead.
Okay, Gene. Well, I'll tell you what. Like I said, the shows are the first 2 Saturdays in June. June the 6th, which is D-Day, and that's when we're doing the first show. And then June the 13th is we're doing it again. We're doing kind of the same show. It's the same title show and basically the same songs from our chorus and things. We're just having different people join us for the performances. So, but they're going to be a good show. We're bringing a quartet up from Charleston, South Carolina, to be the featured quartet on the show on June the 6th, and then we'll use our quartets and chorus and maybe one of the high school choruses that we've been working with for the last couple of years will be on our show. We'll just see what's going on, and that'll be on the 13th over here in Greenville. So, like I said, we got a lot of things coming up and different things going on, different places all around. So we're getting ready for that, you know.
SW4FHJ. Yeah, my goodness, you sure into it, no question about it. I don't know how you have time to do your photography at horse shows and things like that. You and Bob, I believe. But that's pretty good. You're active at it. I can appreciate that. Well, I got to turn in, Rusty. But do keep me in mind. You got my interest peaked on this thing about your shows and everything. I'd love to go to them, and in fact I'm planning on it. So I'll probably be calling you, or you can hear me on the air or something, or let me know. So I'll be glad to give you my phone number. fact, I'll go ahead and give it to you now if you want to write it down. 864-303-4438. And if you got a place to write it down, you can do that. And sometime you might pass along your phone number to me, and I'll put it in my contacts. You don't have to do it on the air. I don't mind doing it on the air, but a lot of people don't like to, so don't worry about it. Rusty Little Lun, I will talk with you later, and appreciate the contact. I sure enough do. It's W4FHJ. I'll be clear with you after your final.
Okay, well, I wasn't able to write that down because I'm driving out here. Are you at home where you've got a pencil and paper? Let me give you a website you can go to keep up with information about the show. All right, it's www.palmetto, P-A-L-M-E-T-T-O, Statesman, and this is all one word, S-T-A-T-E-S-M-E-N. That's Palmetto Statesman.
I got it. I'm going to go ahead and look it up right now and put it in my contacts and everything, so I'll have it. And thanks a lot, Rusty.
Okay, well, I'm about home myself, but we don't have the information except just the dates of the show up there. As soon as I get the poster for the show, information will be up there. You can order tickets. There are places you can order tickets online for the show. The show in Spartanburg, you'll be able to pick up tickets at the show site the day of the show. So, you know, all of that information, you just look it up and keep with it. We'll talk to you later, Gene. You have a good one. 73s, W2T clear.
Roger, W4FHJ out.